is the astronomical clock, geocentric cosmology of the Middle Ages. The Prague astronomical clock presents a model of medieval geocentric cosmology. The Earth, depicted in the middle of the upper astronomical clock face, is shown as the center of the universe and with other heavenly bodies moving around it. The main task of the astronomical clock was to depict the movement of bodies in heaven and to tell time. It is in effect a rotating map of the sky, a large, mechanically driven astrolabe, which is an instrument used for measuring time and positions of heavenly bodies known since antiquity. The clock face shows four kinds of time: Central European, Old Czech, Babylonian, and Celestial, the position of the sun and the moon, time of the year with signs of the zodiac, among other kinds of information. The sun on a clock hand with a golden hand traverses its path every 24 hours. During the day it is located in the upper blue part, at night in the lower dark circle, and at dawn and dusk in the red part. During the year it moves along an axis, in winter towards the Earth, while during the summer it is furthest from the center. The moon, depicted as a black and silver ball, shows its phases. The sun and the moon move along a ring between the signs of the zodiac. The origins of the astronomical clock go back to the early years of the university. It is a testament to technological advances available in Bohemia at the time, in part thanks to connections with France and northern Italy. The astronomical clock was constructed in 1410 by clockmaker Mikuláš of Kadaň, 1350-1419, based on the design of Prague University rector Jan Schindel, approximately 1375-1456. This university master also wrote various astronomical treatises. He described an instrument that would foretell solar and lunar eclipse, and his astronomical tables were highly valued by Tycho Brahe, even two centuries later. The stone face of the astronomical clock includes the remains of Gothic decoration, the work of Parler Family Workshop, with various figures, masks, hedgehogs, and frogs. Jan Ruge, known in legends as the Master Craftsman Hanush, died sometime after 1497, added a lower calendar wheel, nowadays present in Josef Mánes's artistic rendition. Vine decorations come from the time of the Jagiellonian Renaissance, and nine wooden statues as well as moving apostles were added in the 17th and 18th century. This astronomical clock is thus in effect a small museum of centuries of development of technology and arts.